Constantine Maroulis.
Whoa, what an intro.
You liked it?
Much. Good morning, Friday, New York, worldwide, what up?
Sup, good looking?
That's right.
You know, if you cut all that hair off, though, and went bald like me and Bernie, I don't think you'd be as sexy as you are, so.
Well, the bald is sexy. Amigos. That's what we could do. We could have our own sitcom, the three of us.
There you go.
Like Coneheads.
There you go. Hey, do you know, by the way, and I hate bringing this up because the Greek people now are my favorite. And I really mean that because I love John and Margot so much, and I certainly have an affinity for you. Do you know the only sports commentator that was fired at the Olympics is from Greece?
Well, he said some crazy stuff. I don't know if you read what he said, but
he made fun of Asians. He made fun of Asians, right? Yes. Is that what he did?
He wouldn't be the first Greek saying dumb stuff on television, I'll tell you that much. But
that's true.
Yeah, Jimmy. That was not cool. You know, obviously, the magnifying glass is super zoomed in right now on everything Olympics and anything outside of the realm of PC. So,
by the way,
talking about
Greek saying stuff on TV that was reprehensible, and you know this probably, Bernie, too. I don't know. Was Jimmy the Greek actually Greek?
No,
of course
he
not.
Wasn't, right?
So that alone was sort of just offensive that they would call him the Greek, as if he was the guy with the betting numbers and the outlook on all things gambling.
But
so,
he wasn't even Greek.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
you were triggered by that, right?
Of course.
Well, definitely a little before my time, but I have some recollection of him. But I guarantee if we stuck him behind a diner counter, he would have been right.
That's funny. Well, you say a little before your time, and I'm older than you, and Bernie's even older than me, but Debbie Gibson, and I just said when she sings In Your Eyes, I start to cry, and I mean that. She is certainly way before your time, but you, of course, appreciate the immense star that she was back in the 80s.
I do. I've gotten to know her as a friend. She's just a beautiful, beautiful girl, and the most interesting thing about her is her versatility, the longevity. She wrote, recorded, produced that song to a number one hit. I think she's been the youngest person to ever do that and to record a number one Billboard hit at age 15, 16.
Well, how old was Tiffany when she did I Think We're Alone Now, the Turtles?
A little older than that. That was a big hit as well, but I'm not sure if she also composed it, produced it.
No, she stole that. She the Turtles, I think, actually did that song first, I believe.
So yeah, so it was a remake and certainly a great era. We have some great women in music and pop culture. The Divas we're celebrating this week on my show tomorrow, of course. Because Saturday Night Rocks, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of people popping by, and we got Kimberly Locke. Now, you said you didn't know her, but Kimberly Locke is from American Idol. She's an amazing singer, but you would recognize her more recently. She does a lot of the foodie infomercials with, like, Emeril Lagasse, and she's on there a lot. She does a lot of hosting and a lot
of network
stuff.
Is she a blonde girl?
No. She's African American. She's from Tennessee, by way of Connecticut now. She's a very pretty girl, big voice, and she is delightful. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I have
Coming up as well.
I think he's dropping out a little bit.
I'm here, boys.
Constantine Maroulis on the Bernie and Sid show. He's going to be on at 5 o'clock tomorrow on 77 WABC. Excuse me. I want to say this, Constantine, on Jimmy the Greek. His family roots were in the village of Thalapatami on the island of Chios in the Aegean Sea, and his first name is actually Dimitrios. So I think he is Greek.
That's my father's name, Dimitrios. Yes, that's my father. So he is Greek. There he is.
All right. Just wanted to clear that up. But listen, Constantine, look, your show is great Saturdays, and you're going to interview these ladies. Tell us more about it.
Well, I'm excited because I've worked with Lisa Loeb before, and of course she's such an iconic 90s singer, songwriter. Her song Stay was a huge part of the movie Reality Bites, if you remember. Winona Ryder, Ben Stiller, Ethan Hawke, just iconic. We've done some work together with Musicians on Call, a great association that helps out artists in need, with our band, The Band of Merrymakers. It's a Christmas sort of group. We do stuff, for charity. Me, Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, some great singer-songwriters, and Lisa's just awesome. She calls in. She's working on a new musical. She's been super busy. You've seen her in the Geico commercials with her glasses and all of that. And you played Sophie B. Hawkins, an interesting artist for sure. She calls in, and I have extensive interview coming up with these ladies as well when we go to podcast in the next couple weeks as well. So they're going to come in. They're going to do performances. I only have them for a couple of minutes on the show tomorrow, but for more in-depth interviews, definitely go to the podcast, and they're going to be archived on WABCMusicRadio.com.
All right, worldwide. Sexy. That sounds great. By the way, Wyckoff says hello. You're
Thank
a legend
you.
There.
Big I'm here
legend.
Now. I'm here now. There are baby deer running around in my front yard. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that, she used to live in Wyckoff, New Jersey.
I'm back here now. I came back about 6 years ago to raise my daughter in the great school system here. Left the city.
Yeah.
But keep a place in the city, but this is my home out here now for sure.
Oh, good. All New right. Jersey.
I'm
yeah,
heading
New Jersey
up guy. To, after the show tomorrow, I got a big show in Rochester, New Hampshire. I'm literally steaming up there as soon as I wrap. And we sold out the Opera House up there. We got plenty of dates coming up, ConstantineMaroulis.com. But definitely check in the show. It's going to be awesome tomorrow.
All right, cool. If you want to pay me a Bernie $5 or $10,000, we'll be happy to host any one of your shows. And
that would be fine. Yeah, definitely. Okay. That will definitely happen.
All right, brother. Listen, you're great today. Tomorrow's going to be a really, really great show. We love having you at the station. And stay good looking.
Yeah. I appreciate it, guys. Be good. Be safe this weekend.
You the man.
Broadway's open. Go get your tickets.
All righty.
No doubt.
Well, if you can get us for free tickets, we'd be happy to go.
We'll see
Constantine Maroulis, 5 o'clock every Saturday, only right here on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Travel.